let's talk about interdimensional travel, and I will describe in detail an experience that happened to me when my son was about 11. He and a little friend were sleeping over at our cabin in upstate New York. And in the middle of the night, I woke up, and I was not there. And here's what I mean. I was in my bed, but I had no body. There was nothing, there was nobody there around me. I was just a consciousness sort of there. And naturally, I've been distressed by a lot of things, but and waking up with no body has to be way up there on the list of upsetting experiences. I tried to move because I thought, my God, what happened? Where am I going to go? Have the aliens, deep into the visitor experience, stolen my body and left my soul behind? What's going to happen to me? And the next thing I knew, I drifted kind of down through the ceiling, and the boys' room was downstairs, immediately below ours. And I was, saw myself standing beside the bed of Andrew's little guest and talking to him. I could see my body talking to him. And then the next thing I knew, I was in my body. And I had no idea what had been said. The boy was looking up at me, rather wide-eyed. And so I said, and Andrew was also awake. And I said, boys, good night now. Turned around and went back upstairs, thinking to myself, what in the hell happened here? And the boys didn't seem upset about it, so I went on off to sleep eventually. The next morning, I told Anne about the experience. I told her always about these things at that point, immediately after they happened, because my mind being the way it is, it's not going to be long before I decide it was all nonsense and it didn't ever happen. So I would tell her, and she keeps me honest. She keeps me coming back to it and saying, well, wait a minute. Right after it happened, you were pretty sure it was real. Okay, so we get to breakfast. Danny's making breakfast, and we go down. The boys come bursting out of the room, and they tell the story of hearing a strange ripping noise and waking up to see me, my physical body, coming down through the ceiling. And they say, Whitley, came down through the ceiling in the middle of the night. And, you know, what are you going to say to that? So I tried to find out what I had said. I said, boys, what did we talk about anything? Or was this a dream that you guys had? Or what happened? And the little boy said, you talked to me, but I don't remember what you said. So later that day, it was time to take him home. And we would meet, his father and I, at a diner on Route 17 in New Jersey. Because their country house was, the diner was halfway between our two country houses. On the way to the diner, we'd pass the diner and then we'd have to take a roundabout to get back to it. And I saw him sitting there in his truck waiting for us. He may have even waved at us. He certainly saw us. And I turned off Route 17 by the Paramus Mall and I went into another world in a Jeep with a little boy sitting in the seat beside me. And it was a suddenly... Now, this the weather changed immediately and dramatically. It had been kind of overcast, hazy in the Jersey of our world. Now, suddenly, I was on a wide street, totally no cars, no Paramus Mall, no highways, no traffic, overarching with trees and lots of sunlight dappling the street, shining brightly down through the trees. And as we drove along, it was obvious that we were not in any normal place. And the little boy got very agitated and started unlocking the door. And I would push the automatic lockdown on my side and tell him, Dan, you stay where you are. Don't get out of here. Because I was afraid that if we got out of there, we would maybe we'd be stuck. And I don't want to really be responsible for trapping some other person's child in the Twilight Zone. So I figured I've got to get out of here somewhere. Up on in the neighborhood, back kind of well set back from the street, there were buildings that were very distinctive. They were squared sandstone buildings with absolutely flat roofs. They looked like long rectangles, and they had little low doors cut in them arched doors that looked like they were maybe about 4.5 feet tall at most, and they had big snake-like things carved into them in relief. They were really strange. They didn't look a thing like any house I've ever seen. So I had this little boy trying to jump out of the car and getting very agitated about all of this. And I'm driving around trying to figure out what in the world do you do with a situation like this. So just driving at random, turning corners. Suddenly I'm on a highway, or I see an entrance rather to a highway. Very clean, very unlike the highways that we were just on. Very pristine almost. We get down on the highway. I see an exit. I take the exit, and in a couple of minutes, we're on Route 80, also in New Jersey, an interstate, maybe about 15 miles from where we had gone off into this other dimension. We've been in it. This has all taken just a couple of minutes. So I have to drive all the way back from Route 80 to the diner. By this time, the guy is standing in the bed of his truck looking for us because, you know, as far as he's concerned, we took the turn to make the roundabout and just never came back again. So he's getting pretty worried. I haven't said a thing to the little boy about this because the father is a real skeptic. I mean, he is a real convinced, absolutely convinced skeptic. So I'm hoping it sort of blew over. The little boy jumps out of the car and goes running over to his dad when we finally get to the parking lot yelling, "Daddy, Daddy, Whitley took me on a ride through the Twilight Zone." Which was ironic because Rod Serling's house was only about 10 or 12 miles from there. He was dead at that time, but nevertheless, it was as close to the Twilight Zone as you could actually get. And there it ended. I went through that neighborhood with a map, actually drawing with a pen, ballpoint pen, on that detailed map, every street as I passed down it. And the boy and his father went through that area with the same detail, combing it to find this, and we never found it because it was not there, not in this world.